Blog Talk Radio.
More than wine. Sean P. Key. Isaac Kareem. And Brad Salad.
than the honey.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Hey, hey, man.
This morning, amen. Sorry about the feedback. Praise God. We thank God for each and every person who is tuned in out there on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. As you all know, we are doing our Sunday services online at Care Church. Amen. So now we're about to be connected. Amen. With Pastor Page and Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah. So the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Page.
I go away, I'll come unto you. I come and live in you. I'm living in you because now I was once flesh, but I'm now spirit. When I rose from the dead, I rose so that I wouldn't have to be flesh, I could be spirit. And because I'm now spirit, I can be in you. I can be in you. And where you go, I go with you. Whether you're sinning into the deep, I'm with you. Whether you rise up above, I'm still with you. I'll be with you always to the end of the age. I'm never going to leave you. Because once we have connected together, it says, whatever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. The Holy Spirit has joined together with you. And because the Holy Spirit has joined together with you, say, let nothing separate it. And even when we say in the word, what shall separate us from the love of God? But it's because of the name of Jesus. Nothing's going to separate you. Nothing separates you. And so God said, I'm going to be with you from earth to the heavens. I'm going to be with you. It ain't nothing the devil can do about it. He can't stop it. He can't do nothing about it. Because he's been defeated. He was defeated. And he is defeated. And because he's defeated, there's nothing he can do to stop you from making it in. I just praise God this morning. For another day, they call it the day of resurrection. So thank God for the resurrection, amen. And it was because of that resurrection we have that victory. In Jesus' name. Stop letting the devil lie to you. To tell you that you can't, but we can do all things through the Christ that's strengthened us, amen. Amen, amen. I pray God that everything, you heard the song, you heard the music. If you heard the music, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let me hear you. Let me hear you out there this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Because you know if you was in church, you'll be shouting. Amen. Come on, clap your hand just like you. Clap your hand just like you're in the building, amen. Because God is in the building, amen. You the building, and God is in you. And so I just want to thank God for being in us. Amen. That where I go, he goes with me. Where you go, he goes with you. And so that's a good thing. That's why the devil can't stop this thing. He can close the doors of the church, but he can't close the doors of your heart. Aren't you glad about it?
Amen.
Amen. Just because you're not able to go to a building, you can still go to God. Amen?
Amen.
Thank God for that this morning. Amen.
Yeah, yes.
I know we've been going through, everybody's been going through. Someone had some breakthroughs. I want to hear about it this morning. Let me hear about your breakthrough. Someone got a testimony, got something you want to pray about. We want to hear from you this morning. Who's going to be the first one?
Well, praise God this morning. To all
praise
the
God.
Thank God all the way from California. Just glad to be alive on today. And I just thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's doing right now. You know, God works in the dark just to do what? Bring you to light. And so I just want God to pray. I mean, I just want to be for you to pray for me, myself, my children this morning, and my grandsons and granddaughters this morning. I just want to pray for my life, health, and strength. Pray for your family. Pray for all families on the line today that we are alive and well, and that we in our right mind, that God kept us all weak. And we want to pray for the saints around the world that they be increased in strength and faith and to be able to overcome the wiles of the devil.
Call recording is on.
Someone else. If there's no one else this morning, I've given you a chance to get unmuted. If you're muted, I've given you a chance to get unmuted. So thank God. Father God, we are thankful for the people. We thank you for that you have delivered us. Thank you, Lord, that we are free. Thank you, Lord, that you said we would overcome all things. You have made us an overcomer. You gave us the victory. I thank you for giving the families the victory that here. I thank you for giving the people victory. And Father, I give praise, I give glory, I give honor to you for your deliverance. And I give praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saints of God, saints of God, amen. All you are on the line this morning, thank God. I would like for you to turn to the book of Genesis this morning. Amen. We want to talk about the seed this morning. So thank God for the word. Thank God for the people. Thank God for giving us understanding and that we might be delivered from the hand of the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If you turn to the book of Genesis chapter 3, amen. Genesis chapter 3. I'm going to start at verse 14. Is that all right with you? When you get it, say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle.
All right.
And above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrows and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desires shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam, he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, eat of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is the ground for thy sake. and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the doing of this word. I like to focus today in the word of God. I like to focus on verse 15. When he said, the seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And I just want to talk about the seed of the woman. Amen.
Amen.
The seed of the woman. The seed of the woman. Amen. Amen. Something about the seed of the woman. That's a special thing about the seed of the woman. Amen. When you look at the scriptures from the verse 14, you can see he said Satan was cursed above all animals, all cattle. That means that he must be a miserable person. He must be a miserable thing because he's cursed above everything else. Amen?
Amen.
And because he's cursed, and because the enemy is cursed, and he's in misery, and we say that misery loves company.
Uh-huh.
And because misery loves company, then everybody that is in the company of this being must be in misery.
Amen.
And the only reason that misery hangs around to make those who are joyful, he hangs around to make them miserable.
Amen.
When you realize that that if you're still in his territory or you are still in his grips, it means that you must be miserable. If you're hanging out with the enemy, then you must be in misery because misery loves company. And everybody that is in the company of this being must be in misery. Amen. And so when I looked at this and I kept looking at this, when he talked about the seed, if someone have their mute your phone, if you would now, amen, you can mute, amen, if you're making a little noise, amen. He said, I'm going to put enmity between your seed and her seed. I'm going to make it where y'all don't like each other. You know what I mean? And if I put enmity between y'all and you don't like one another, it means that you won't be able to come together with one another. Amen. The Bible talks about the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against flesh because they are at enmity with one with another, one with another. And so here he said, I'm going to put enmity between you. But when you look at this at this topic here and you talk about her seed shall bruise thy head and thou shalt bruise his heel. So he was putting the seeds at war with one another. And when God spoke this, he was talking about a seed that was going to come from the woman that was going to destroy the devil. Amen.
Amen.
The seed that would come from the woman would be the seed that destroys the devil. Amen.
Amen.
See, it was the seed of the woman. Amen. The seed of the woman. Amen. So when we talk about a woman, a woman does not have seed. A seed. The seed of the woman is her children. And we all came from the woman. Amen.
Amen.
No one will be allowed to be in the earth except they came through a woman. And so we are the seed of the woman. And because we are the seed of the woman, amen, Satan is after you, amen. Because he's after that seed. And say, God made it clear to the enemy, saying that the same one that you deceive is going to be the same one I use against you.
Uh-huh.
Is that all right? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The same one that you deceive, I'm going to use that one against you to defeat you. And so thank God that God had a purpose, he had a plan already for the enemy. And because he knew what the devil was like, he knew that the enemy, all he did was came to steal, to kill, and destroy. God said, because I know the way he functions, and I'm going to deceive him by the same means that he deceived this woman. Amen. That's why the Bible said if Satan had known, he would not have killed the Lord of glory, because he didn't realize that he was killing the seed. And because he killed that seed, because of that seed, every mankind would be free. He loosed the fountain that day that he killed Jesus. Amen. Because Jesus was the seed of the woman. And because he killed Jesus, that is when the seed was able to give birth. I kind of wonder sometimes, well, why do I catch so much? How, you know, anybody ever asked themselves, well, why is it that I have so many problems? Why am I going through so much? Well, why is the devil always on my trail? Why it seems like every time I try to do good, evil is always present with me? Why is it? Why? We have all of these questions, why, but now God has told us why the devil really wants your seed. See, that is why you're having all the trouble, is because the devil wants the seed. You see, the devil wants what you are carrying. The devil wants what God has put into the devil wants what God has put into the woman. And he has put a seed into the woman. God has put a seed in you. And the reason you are under attack is because the devil is after what you are carrying.
Amen.
See, it's not just about you, it's about your seed. It's not just about you. It's about what's in you that the devil's after attack.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Jesus talked about the seed. He said, as soon as the seed is sown into the soil, immediately a fire comes to try to take away the seed. You see, the reason we are under attack today is because of the seed, amen? And that's why the enemy fights you day in and day out, because he don't want you to give birth to the seed. Let's everybody say, I got to give birth, amen?
I got to give birth.
I got to give birth to this seed, amen? I got to give birth to this dream, amen? I got to give birth to my purpose, amen. I got to give birth to my destiny. The devil is after your purpose. And the reason he's after you, he's trying to stop you from accomplishing that which God set you out to do.
Amen. Amen.
You see, the devil's trying to stop us. You see, he knows there's something in us and that God has put something in us. And because of what God has put in us, he's trying to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 He's trying to stop you today. Amen. The reason you're going through your trials and your troubles is because, you see, this is the way Satan works. Thank God for Prevost the other night. He brought something out and he said, the devil works on the woman. The woman represents your soul. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You see, your soul is your fleshly realm. Your soul is where your will, your intellect, and all that is, you know, your emotions. See, Satan is always working on your emotions, amen, because it's the soul, because God said all souls belong to me, and God puts the seed in the soul, because the soul is the woman. He puts the seed in the soul because it is the soul that produces thoughts. It's the soul that produces vision. It's the soul that produces the dream. It's the soul that produces, and because that's what produces, you see, your soul is under attack.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the seed has to go into the woman, which is the soul, and the devil wants the seed that God has put in there, and he's trying to take out all the good seed and leave the bad seed so that the woman can produce after his kind rather than producing after God's kind.
Amen.
Now, the enemy has all types of mechanisms in order to bind you or to try to stop you. I always wondered what it was about the drug addict, you know, the guy that's so hooked on drugs and he's so caught up and he's so much in bondage. But I start to realize if the devil has that brother in that much bondage, it means that that brother must be carrying the seed.
Come on now.
It must be that God has a purpose in his life, and the devil is trying to bind him or keeps him bound under drugs and under alcohol and under all these things because he's dealing with the soulish realm or he's dealing with the mind of the person. And if he can keep that person's mind on himself or on his drug addiction, he won't have time to think about the things of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you got to realize that the reason these things are bothering you is because the enemy is trying to get your mind off of Jesus and trying to get your mind on yourself. You see, that is why he wanted to deceive Eve, because the mirror was going to show Eve herself and she was going to be bothered with herself and become so concerned about herself, she wasn't going to be concerned about the things of God. And so if you're going through a trial, if you're going through a struggle today, the reason for the struggle, the reason for the problem is because the devil wants to keep you focused on the situation, on the problem, on your circumstance. And as long as you are fixated on your circumstance, you won't see Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, that's what was happening to Peter, you know, when he began to walk on the water. As long as he was looking on, had his focus on Jesus and didn't have the focus on himself, but when he saw the storms and he saw all of those things coming up, then he started looking at those things and lost his focus and put his focus back on himself and started trying to doing things, trying to save himself and not realize it was Jesus that was the one that was going to save him in the first place. He should have kept his eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, the enemy is persecuting the soul of man.
Okay.
He's persecuting your mind, your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you look at the two seeds there, you see Satan sows the seed of lies. Satan sows the seed of unbelief. Satan sows the seeds to make you uncertain about things. Satan sows evil seeds.
Amen.
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 But God sows good seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, what he does to us, he tries to make us take on more seeds of doubt than we do the seeds of faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, our attention is more focused on what is not than what it is, than what is.
Amen.
Our focus is always on the temporary rather than being on the permanent all the time. You see, that's the soulish realm is always thinking temporary, but the spirit realm is always thinking what's eternal.
Amen.
See, he's after your seed.
Yes.
He's after the seed of the woman. Because when God told him it was the seed of the woman that was going to, he was going to bruise his head, but the seed of the woman was going to bruise his heel. And ever since that time, he's been trying to take over the woman in order to stop her from producing the seed.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the reason we haven't the victory through Jesus, but the reason it hasn't shown forth in your life because you're too concerned about that which is not than that which is. You see, he always wants, see, the enemy always wants to keep you confused. He knows what's true, but he has to sow some unbelief in there to get you to doubt. Mm-hmm. When you start doubting the truth, then you won't accomplish your goal because you got in doubt. And when you got in doubt, you became confused about the situation, and you didn't know which way to go. You didn't know exactly what to do. You weren't sure about the thing, so therefore you did what you felt was best to do and not what you knew that was best, better to do.
Amen. Amen.
Right? You see, uncertainty. You see, the seed of uncertainty is the devil's seed. You see, he's trying to sow his seed in the woman.
Yes.
Even as God wants to sow his seed in the woman. Amen.
Amen.
But he's trying to sow more of his seeds into your life than God sows his seed. So when the harvest come up, you know, it talks about the tares in the wheat. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, when the seed was sown, nobody knew the difference. But when it came up, it was only when it came up you could tell the difference.
Amen.
It was only in the harvest you could tell the difference. Mm-hmm. It's because everything that was in the field looked just alike, but when you cut it down, then the tares turned black, and the wheat still continues to be golden brown. Amen. But the only way you can know sometimes is when the seed come up in the harvest. That is the time you're going to know for certain what seed was good.
Yeah.
And so we need to start sowing good seeds in our life. Amen.
Amen.
You see, I realize it's the seed of the woman. It's what you are carrying that's attacking. That's why we got to tell the devil, devil, you can't have my seed. You can't have my seed. You can't have my dream.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You can't counsel my purpose.
Yes.
Amen. You got to tell the enemy that. You got to tell, you know where the enemy is? The enemy of your mind. You got to tell your mind that, because it's the seeds that the enemy has sown into the woman is causing her to doubt and have unbelief. But all unbelief can be is sin. Amen.
Amen.
And so you've got to sow the seeds of faith. When you sow the seeds of faith, you're not sowing doubt and unbelief. You're not sowing maybe. You are sowing the seed of certainty, and this is why we have to have faith in God, because it's the faith in God, it's the seed of the word that helps us to overcome the seed of the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why the woman was in bondage, because when she partook, it put her into bondage rather than liberty. See, it's the seed of the woman is under attack. Amen.
Amen.
Your dream is under attack. Your purpose is under attack.
Mm-hmm.
There's a brother, he's been having a hard time, and he's been saying, well, I need my breakthrough. Amen. I need to overcome. I need to get over this. But you got to realize that the reason the enemy has you in this place because he's trying to stop your purpose. But you have to be able to tell the devil is a lie. Come on, say, the devil is a lie. Amen. He can't curse what God has blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we've been blessed by the Spirit of God. We've been blessed by the Word of God. We've been blessed with the Holy Spirit of God. And what God has blessed, Satan can't stop it, but that don't mean that he won't persecute it and try it.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. You see, he said with sorrow the woman was going to bring forth, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We thought this was going to be, when I get saved, you know, it's going to be a glorious thing. Amen. God has put a seed in my life. And I'm just going to give birth to it. No, he said, in what? In sorrow you're going to bring forth.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's not always going to be a happy time or a good time. Amen. But you got to hang on in there. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, say, hang on in there. Amen.
Hang on in there. Amen.
See, if you keep hanging in there, you see, a winner never quits, amen. A winner never quits. He don't stop just because he's having trouble. He don't stop because he's having problems, because throughout the troubles and the problem, God said, I'm going to prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, amen. And even in the midst of your sorrow, you're going to bring forth. You see, if you're going to ever bring forth, you got to realize if any time you see somebody's getting ready to bring forth, there's sorrow, there's pain in it, amen. But there's no pleasure in it when you're bringing forth. So if you're going through troubles, if you're having a hard time, if you're having complication, amen, there's pain in it, there's sorrow in it. And because of the pain and the sorrow, you see, it is the pain that causes you to push.
That's true.
It's the pain that caused you to push. You see, you don't know you getting ready to be delivered. You don't know that the baby is getting ready to be delivered. When a baby is getting ready to be delivered, the water breaks.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
So whenever you get to, you see, when we ever start praying and strong crying and tears, that's what they said about Jesus. He offered up prayer and strong crying and tears, amen. You see, the tears mean the water done broke. You see, if we haven't gotten to a place in prayer already where that the tears has come forth, the water hasn't broke yet. Come on, y'all. I'm saying the water hasn't broke, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your water hasn't broke yet because you haven't got in enough sorrow. You are not in enough pain yet so that this baby can be delivered to you, because if the baby is coming forth, it's coming forth in strong crying and tears and pain. If no pain is in your life, you see, God is using the devil to put you in pain so that you can give birth. What do I mean? Give birth. You see, we're looking at the virus that's upon the land, amen. It's causing sorrow in the hearts of people.
Amen.
It's causing pain in the hearts of others. And because of the sorrow and because of the pain, God said, I allowed that to come because I want you to push.
Mm. All right.
Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Amen.
All right. You see, there's a lot of people pushing right now. Is that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Amen.
You see, because it's all about the seed now, amen. Mm-hmm. You see, the baby that you're going to give birth to is going to be a spiritual child. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Huh? The baby you give birth to you is going to be a spirit child. Mm-hmm. But you haven't given birth to it because if you haven't gotten the pain and then the water hasn't broke yet, then that's why the baby hasn't been delivered.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen. Mm-hmm. You see, it's about the seed, right?
Amen.
It's about the seed. It's about your purpose. It's about your dream. And whenever anyone has a purpose or a dream or a vision or whatever it is in your life, the enemy has always come to try to stop you from accomplishing your goal.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Huh? He brings all kinds of things in your life.
That's right.
Hmm? You get caught up in your flesh. Mm-hmm. What am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to put on? Where am I going to go? I want to have some fun. I want to have some fun. Amen. You see, your focus is on things and not on God.
Mm-hmm.
When God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of it, and then the things will be added, but we get so focused on the thing, and as long as your focus is on the thing, your focus won't be on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You got you caught up. Get you caught up in lust. You see, lust is of the soul. See, he's always dealing with the soul realm. He's always dealing with the flesh realm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, the devil never did attack the man, the spirit. He doesn't attack the spirit. He attacks your soul.
Okay.
Yeah. He attacks your flesh.
Uh-huh.
Huh? When he put pains on your body and things. Because when there's pains in the body, there's anguish in the soul. Are you with me? Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
When you don't see something accomplished when you think it ought to be accomplished, then in the soul it brings doubt. then it brings unbelief that God is not going to do it and God is not going to hear your prayer. And so it brings doubt in your soul. There's no doubt in your spirit, but there's doubt in your soul. Amen. You can even realize what Jesus said when he was getting ready to go to the cross. He said, "My spirit is willing, but my flesh is weak." You see, there was something going on in that. You see, there was a war going on because what? The flesh and the spirit warred against what? The seed of the woman and the seed of God. They was in confrontation, the seed of the woman and the seed of the devil. They was in confrontation with one another because the enemy wants you to focus on yourself, and the seed of the woman wants you to focus on God. Amen. See, if you focus on God and realize you got the victory, amen, then you know you got the victory. You won't allow the enemy to bring in a doubt into your life that these things are not going to come to pass. And the reason these things are going to come to pass is because what? What's the real purpose? The reason that we know they're going to come to pass is because Jesus himself, he died, he was born, he died, he was buried, and he resurrected again. You see, because Jesus resurrected from the dead, we know that the seed that has been planted is going to be resurrected. So whatever it is, your dream or your vision in life, amen, because that Jesus got the victory over death, grave, and hell, amen, because he got that victory and he gave that victory to you, and now you can be assured without doubt, no matter what the devil has said to you, no matter what lie has come your way, you have the victory because Jesus got the victory over death, hell, and the grave, and he gave that victory to you.
Amen. Amen.
You see, that is what the resurrection was all about.
Mm-hmm.
See, you see, when the angel came to Mary and say, "Thou highly favored, behold, you're going to conceive and bring forth a son." You see, the son came from the word of God.
Amen.
It was a word that was spoken. The word is, Jesus said, the word is a seed. The word is a seed. The angel gave the woman a seed. When the angel gave the woman a seed, she became pregnant with that seed.
Yeah. Amen.
When she became pregnant with that seed that she was pregnant with was the seed that was going to bring deliverance to the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That seed that is in you is what's going to bring deliverance to the people. Amen. That seed
amen.
That is in you, amen, is going to bring deliverance to nations. Amen. That seed that is within you is going to bring deliverance to kingdoms. Amen.
Yeah.
That seed that is in you is going to bring deliverance to your city. You see, it's the seed that is in you that the devil is trying to stop from being born.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And so I don't know why we complain when we're going through trouble. He's already said here, how did he say we're going to get it? In sorrow. It didn't say it was going to be a joyful time, didn't it?
No, it didn't.
In the time that Jesus was born, it wasn't a happy time, amen. It was a time of sorrow, amen. Herod was killing children. Children was dying, amen. They said Rachel was weeping for her children because they was not, because the enemy had came in and started destroying the children, amen. It was a time of mourning. It was a time of sorrow. It was a time of grief. You see, when a woman gives birth to the baby, it's not a happy time. She'll cuss you out. If you hold your hand, she'll break it for the pain that's coming upon her. She'll get mad with you for planting the seed in her and said it was your fault. She will do all those things when she's in birth. Come on, church. The reason we are going through this is because we're in birth pain.
Amen.
Amen. The reason we are going through this is because God's trying to bring us to a place of travail. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You see, every time God gave, when Jesus was born, it was a time of travail. It was a time of praying. It was a time of crying out because it was a time of trouble, amen. And so right now, rather than for us to be upset about what's going on, we should be happy about what's, not happy what I mean, we should be glad about what's going on is because we know something is getting ready to happen. I want to tell you, your breakthrough is at hand this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, say, my breakthrough is at hand. My breakthrough is at hand because what? I can see the trouble, amen. I know my breakthrough is at hand because I'm in a place of sorrow right now. Mm-hmm. I know my breakthrough is at hand because I'm in a place of repentance right now. Okay. I know something is getting ready to take place. I know something is getting ready to happen right now is because of all the things that I see upon the earth. I know something is getting ready to take place. I know that a baby is getting ready to be born because God said, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Mm-hmm. Come on, we get ready to have a revival, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Come on, we get ready to have a revival now. You see, that's why we don't look at what we see.
Uh-huh.
We look at what we believe. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Well,
see, that's what faith is. You see, the world is looking at it as being something evil, but the church is looking at it as this is going to be a blessed time, amen, because what? Something coming, something getting ready to take place. There's a breakthrough coming, amen. Amen. There's a revival coming, amen. There's going to be healing in the land because somebody's going to give birth to the to the gift of healing. Somebody's going to give birth, amen, to the gift of prophecy. Somebody's going to give birth. There's a gift of the Spirit. Somebody's going to give birth to them because while they're in travail, they're giving birth. You hear what I'm trying to say? While you're praying, you're giving birth to something, amen. Every time
amen.
You pray, you're giving birth to something. See,
amen.
You're giving birth. You see, while you're praying, you're giving birth to your dream. When you're praying, you're giving birth to a vision. Hallelujah. When you're praying, you're giving birth to the word of God. That's something that God has said and told you. And the reason we pray is because we have faith in what God has said. And God said, if you pray and ask anything according to my will, I'll do it. So now we have begun to pray according to the will of God. And as long as you pray according to the will of God or the word of God is the seed of God. And because you have now taken on the seed of God, you are praying to give birth to the seed that God has implanted in you. Now, the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they're going to cast out devil. They'll lay hand on the sick. They drink any deadly thing, it won't harm them. They'll speak with new tongues. You see, even though those are the promises of God, but if nobody prays and gives birth to that word never comes to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, that has been our problem all the time is because we've been wondering, well, God, You gave us a promise that these things would follow them that believe. But God, why hasn't those things followed?
Mm-hmm.
What Jesus was saying right then, he said, what? I gave you a seed.
Yeah.
Has anybody gotten a word lately? Somebody gave you a word lately, amen. Has somebody prophesied over your life? See, the prophecy that came forth on your life, that was a seed. That was the seed of the woman. That word that you gave, that was the seed of the woman. And the devil is against that seed. The devil don't want to see that, don't want to see you give birth to that seed. See, Paul tells Timothy, he said, I would like for you to war a good warfare according to the prophecy that went forth on you. You see, that was the seed of the woman, amen. That was a seed. When somebody was walking around and gave you a word and told you something that was going to take place, oh, if you'd be like me, I'd say, oh, thank you, Jesus, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But no, all that was a seed. See, he said, I give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So God gives us a seed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, he put the seed in the woman, and then the woman, he put the seed in your soul. Then you have to give birth to the seed that God gave you. But if you don't pray, if you don't seek after God, if you don't travail in pain, if there's no sorrow, if there's no pain, amen, you won't give birth to anything unless there's some pain. You see, pain calls you to push out. You know, when the baby head comes out, and then that's when the pain really gets great. You start pushing because there's pain. And the only thing you want to do then is get that thing out of you. Amen. Get that baby out of you. Amen. And so right now, you see, God has given you a word. He's given a word. He's given a word. And the word that he has given you, then we need to start giving birth to it. Because if you don't give birth to it, it won't come forth. If you don't start pushing, it won't come out. And so that is the reason that a lot of things hasn't taken place in your life today is because there has been no birth pains. Come on. The seed of the woman. When he gave Mary the seed, Mary took that seed and saw her. I'm sure people talked about her. They called her something that she wasn't. They said she had been unfaithful to Joseph. They say, you know, they said all of those things about her. But she didn't care what they say, but she knew that God had given her a seed. And because God had given her a seed, she was going to give birth to that seed.
Amen.
Amen.
And so she carried. She didn't abort her seed, but she gave birth to the seed.
Mm-hmm.
See, many a time the seed or the dream or the vision that God has put in your life, we would abort it a lot of times. You see, when you quit, you have just aborted the seed that was planted.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When you got a See, when you got a dream or a vision and you quit working on it, you have just aborted that seed.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You didn't try to give birth to it, amen?
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Your vision that you had, your dream that you had, if you stopped on it and didn't continue on it, and even though God put a seed, the seed, in the woman, amen, he put a seed in your soul, or he put a seed in your thoughts, or he gave you a purpose of life, and God put those things there, but if you quit, you never give birth to it. Believe that God quickens the dead. See, you got to believe right now that even though I may have aborted my seed, amen, I may have let that seed die, I may have let that dream die, amen. I may have let that thing go. But because I have allowed, let it go, it don't mean that it can't be resurrected, amen. You see, God resurrects the seed, amen. If a seed has been planted, God will resurrect your dream. He'll resurrect your vision. He'll resurrect your purpose. If you would just turn back to God and begin to pray over it and begin to fast over it. You see, God will resurrect your dream. He'll resurrect your life. You see, Satan had you in bondage, amen. Satan had you doing all kinds of things in life because he was trying to abort that dream. He's trying to abort that vision. Amen. You see, that was the way he was trying to kill it. But Jesus died so that whatever dream or vision in your life, it can be a resurrected if we would turn back and begin to seek after the one who is the resurrector of life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll turn you back. You may have gone the wrong way because Satan led you the wrong way. And the reason you was being led the wrong way is because he didn't want you to accomplish your dream. He didn't want you to accomplish your goal. Amen. He didn't want you to accomplish your purpose. But thank God for resurrection morning. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They tried to stop Jesus. And Jesus said, you can't stop me. You can kill me, amen, but you can't stop me from living. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said, if you kill me on the third day, I'm going to get up again. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe Satan has killed your dream. Maybe Satan has killed your purpose. Amen. He's killed your vision. Amen. But God said that even if it dies, it will sure live again. Because if you die on the third day, you're going to get up again. And that's what the resurrection is all about. That Jesus came that he might resurrect the seed that was in the woman so that it'll live again.
Amen.
Because Satan got to the seed. You see, Satan got to the seed of the woman. That is why we was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, because he got to that seed. Amen.
Amen.
He got to her seed. And when he got to her seed, that means everybody that came through her then, through Adam and her, that is why we was all under sin. That's why we all were supposed to die, amen. And even though God had sowed that seed, amen, and Satan had aborted it, but Jesus, when Jesus Christ came, he came to resurrect the seed, amen. I came to seek and save what was lost, amen. I came to bring back that, whatever the devil stole, I came to give it back, amen. The devil had stole life, amen. He had stole your vision. He had stole your dream. He had took away your life. But Jesus said, I came to give it back, amen. And if I die, I shall live again. If I die on the third day, I'm going to get up. And if and because I get up, amen, you're going to have the victory that your dream and your vision can come back alive once more, because I came that the resurrect the seed of the woman that it might be able to live again.
Amen.
Come on, have your seed been resurrected this morning? Amen.
Amen.
See, you amen. Can be sure. You see, because Jesus got up on the third day, that means that you're going to get up, amen?
Amen.
That you shouldn't be in a doubt or anything. It's just going to take 3 days, amen? Come on. I'm going to say 3 days of prayer and fasting will resurrect your vision. 3 days of faith, prayer and fasting will resurrect your vision.
Okay.
Come on, y'all.
Uh-huh.
3 days of praying and fasting, amen, you can cause your vision to come forth, amen? If you would just push, amen. If you just push, amen. Come on, have you been pushing this morning, amen? Have you been praying this morning, amen? Have not this virus caused you to pray, amen? Have not
amen.
This attack of the enemy caused you to change? Have not this virus that come is caused you to turn your heart back from the way you was doing things and start doing them the way God wants you to do? Have not this thing that has come upon the earth today, does it not bring purpose? Hasn't it created purpose? Because at first you were just sitting back taking it easy. You weren't worried about nothing. Everything was going good. You see, if everything was going good, that means you must have been working for the devil. Can I say that again? Can I say that again?
Say that again.
If everything was going good, it must mean that you was working for the devil.
Mm.
Now, why do I say that? Because the word of God would be a lie if everything was going good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It said you was going to be conceived in sorrow, didn't it? Did the word say that?
That's what the word say.
Huh? He said it was coming through sorrow. You see, that has been our problem. We have had it easy for too long. We've been a nation that we're not used to suffering. We've been a nation that used to having everything that we need, everything we want, getting it where we want it, go where we want, do what we want. You see, we've had it easy for too long, but God said, I'm going to turn that thing around, amen. And when I turn it around, I'm going to turn it around to work together for the good, because, you see, if Satan has you, why would he mess with you?
Mm.
Have y'all thought about that? If you're doing his will, why would he Why would he mess with you if you're doing what he wants you to do?
Amen. Amen.
Hmm? I mean, if I'm on his side and we get divided, then that's going to cause problems, ain't it? So if I'm doing what God wants me to do, say it, you by the way say it, I'm going to have trouble.
I'm going to have trouble.
Because the enemy is persecuting me. He's persecuting me for what I'm carrying.
Amen. Somebody
needs to find me. Amen. So. It shows because you're having trouble, because you're having.
Brother Ray.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Let me see. Can I mute him out here?
Praise God.
Amen. I got to get off, you know. But let me put it like this, everybody. I'm going to get off.
Line muted.
But having trouble, don't worry about the trouble. The trouble is there to give you some pain, to put some sorrow in your life so you can bring forth. If you're going through, it's okay to be going through. You're going through because you're trying to get somewhere. Come on, y'all. Amen. See, if you're not going through anything, you must not be going anywhere. If you're standing still, you're not going through anything. If you're sitting still, you're not going anywhere. If you're going somewhere in God, and Satan is always the one to resist you, he's trying to stop you from accomplishing it, then that's going to be some problem there, isn't it? That's going to be a battle going on. You see, this is why the Bible says we are war, we're in a tug of war, amen. We're trying to move forward, and Satan is trying to stop us, amen, because the kingdom belongs to us, and the Bible said the kingdom suffered violence, and the violent must take it by force. If we're not fighting by force, how are we going to take the kingdom?
Line unmuted.
God uses trouble to bring repentance in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Satan gives trouble to try to hinder you. God gives trouble so that he can save you. Amen.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
See, if God don't chastise you, that means you're a bastard then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And any person that don't chastise their children, hate them.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't chastise your child, that means you're being hated. The parents who just don't chastise their children, oh, I just love my little Johnny. I love my little Lily. You hate those children. Because if you love that child, you would chastise that child. And know you not when you chastise them, you shall save his soul. Amen. I say God wants to save your soul. He doesn't want to destroy you. He wants to save you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
What is this trouble doing for the righteous? And what is the trouble doing for the wicked? The righteous should be looking for a blessing. The only thing the wicked looking for is death. Mm-hmm. See, we're supposed to see it a different way than what the wicked see, because we realize this is just a seed coming forth.
Amen.
What I mean by this, a seed, it's been prophesied. It's already been said it's going to happen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's already been said it's going to take place. We already know that it was going to happen. And because we know that it's going to happen, we realize now it just shows up that the coming of the Lord draws nigh. When Jesus said, you see all of these things, lift up your head for your redemption draw nigh. Hallelujah. I say God is getting ready to give birth to the seed.
Yes.
That
yes,
seed
yes.
of the woman. That's a rebirth coming to the seed of the woman. Amen.
Amen.
See,
Amen.
The rebirth for the seed. Mary gave the seed. Hallelujah. And the seed died. but there was a rebirth given to the seed. And here now, Jesus Christ, and we are the seed of Jesus Christ, amen. We are the seed, amen. We are the generation that is supposed to give glory to God, amen. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of them that publish the gospel of peace, you see. We are the ones, say. You got to realize that we are the ones. We are that seed. We are that seed. We are the 42nd generation. The psalmist say, a generation shall praise me. A generation is going to give me glory. We are that generation that is going to give glory to God, and we are going to stomp on the head of the saint, because what did he say? Ye shall tread over serpents and scorpions and over all power of the enemy. God is getting ready to give that seed, and along with the seed comes the power to do what God has said.
Amen.
Amen, saint.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, buddy. Come on, say, I see it coming. Come on, say, I see it coming.
I see it coming.
I see it coming, amen. The devil is a lie. He can't stop me. No weapon formed against me going to prosper, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. I got the victory, amen. I'm covered by the blood. I have a guarantee. I have a guarantee. The Holy Ghost, because Jesus died and sent back the Holy Ghost, that was a guarantee that you have the victory.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not worried about it. Amen.
Amen.
What come, let it come. We're going to pray. God have mercy on us. God keep it back, people back from destruction. Amen. But if I die, I still know I'm going to live again.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Whether in life or death, whether in life or death, we win. Amen. Come on, those that know Jesus, you win. Amen. So don't get worried about what's going on, because what? Either way, you win, amen. I know you don't want to go right now, but you still win, amen. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, regardless to what happens, we win. Whether in life or in death, we still win.
We win.
Because of the seed.
Amen.
Or the woman. So I don't want to put women down, amen. Because women have to give birth to the seed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You see, Adam was a man, but he still didn't have no womb.
Mm-hmm.
He could give a seed, but he couldn't give birth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me today?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody can give you a word, but you got to give birth to it. Come on, y'all.
All right.
See, the reason the thing hasn't happened in your life, because you haven't given birth to it.
Mm-hmm.
You just thought it was going to come up on its own.
Well,
okay.
Is that all right with y'all?
Amen.
Hmm? You thought it was just going to happen. I wonder why this hadn't happened. I wonder why that didn't happen. You ain't prayed about it. You prayed one time and you quit.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, when you pray, you keep on praying until it happens, right?
Amen.
When you're trying to get the baby out, you keep on pushing until it comes out, right?
Amen.
I don't know. Somebody tell me that if you quit when the baby get halfway out, would it choke the baby?
We don't know.
You can't put it out for you.
You don't put it out.
Hey, praise God. The reason I said that, I just wanted to know, because I don't know exactly how that is. But I know when you get it halfway out, somebody will help you get it out. Amen. Once you get the head out, the doctor will help pull the rest of it out. Amen. If you can get the head of your dream out, if you can get the beginning of your dream out, if you can get the beginning of your vision out, or whatever it is that God has for you, if you can just start on it, God said, I'll do the rest for you.
Come on, Pastor. There you go.
Come on now. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Prevost. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you can get one album out, Prevost, or one demo out, God said, if you get one out, I'll get the rest of them out for you. Come on, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, sister. If you get that book halfway done or halfway pretty, God said he'll do the rest of it for her. All you got to do is get it halfway out. You got to take the first step, and God said, I'll make the rest of them for her. But somebody got to move first. Somebody got to be first. God said, if you make the first move, I'll finish it for you, because I'm the Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
Amen. Father God. Anybody got a testimony? I got to quit. Somebody got a testimony. Somebody had a breakthrough this week. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving all reverence to my Heavenly Father and all that is on this line and in this church on today. I give all praises to my Heavenly Father. It's because I heard his voice say, tell my people that I am coming back soon. So it is time that we preach the birth, the death, and the resurrection, not just on this day because somebody calls it Easter. Somebody calls it resurrection. This is an everyday thing that we must do. We must tell the people about Jesus Christ and the suffering that he did. He died for you and I. He died for the whole world that we might be saved. So it is our responsibility to preach the gospel. And so what we're looking for some midwives so they can help us push out that baby, that gift that God has given to you. So I just thank God for Bishop MacPage and for the word on today. And all you saints on today, continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you. God bless, and I love everybody. Amen.
Amen.
This is Pastor Tommy.
Amen. Thank God for Pastor Thomas. Amen. Out in California. Amen.
Amen.
Is there someone else? Amen. If there's no one else, amen. Brother Prevost, tell them how to do what they need to do.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know how to do it.
Amen. You know, it's offering time. Praise God. Amen. So if anybody out there, amen, wants to pay your tithes and your offering, praise God. If God has blessed you to be in an essential job, what they call it today, an essential job, praise God. Hallelujah. Know that, amen, just like at home, amen, at church, the bills ain't stopping either, praise God. Hallelujah. So if you want to donate online, hallelujah, you can go to our PayPal account, or you can go to our Cash App account. Amen. And you can type in our email address, which is carechurchinc@gmail.com. And it our information will pop up there, and you can take it from there. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I guess there's not too many other announcements or whatever, because ain't nobody doing that, right? Wednesday night. Go ahead, sister. Somebody
Amen.
Say something?
Yes, the Chosen Generation is having a world revival, and I would like to invite each and every one. We will be on a Chosen Generation line tonight at 5:30, and that number is 774-220-4000. The access code is 0119-1978. And we will be on the rest of this month from Sunday through Friday. Everyone is welcome. This is the world revival. God is soon to come back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want to get on Pastor Thomas' line tonight. If you heard that, you can join her line at, 5:30? 5 o'clock
5:30.
All time? 5:30 all time.
Well, that'll be 7:30 hour time.
7:30 your time.
7:30 hour time. Amen. You can join Pastor Thomas on the line at 7:30. We want to say today there will be no shortage of the word. There's word going forth online, on Facebook, everywhere. You should be able to see a word and get a word, amen, and pray over that word so you can give birth to that word. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody else? Anybody else?
Amen. I just want to thank God. Amen. I've been thinking about this whole coronavirus situation and us not being able to congregate in the building. And I just feel like in each and every last one of our lives and as a ministry and as a whole, I feel like God made preparations for this time that we're in right now. Amen. It brings more of us together from all over the world. Praise God. Amen. And we already had this going before this happened. Praise God. God already had us prepared. A lot of people are trying to figure out how they're going to do it. Hallelujah. And still trying to figure out how they're going to do it. But God already had us prepared. So I thank God, amen, for his preparation. Hallelujah. For him being the Alpha and the Omega. For him knowing the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. That we don't even have to worry. They tell me right there we ain't even got to worry about stuff because he's already prepared for whatever trials or tribulations might come our way. So I just want to thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's good. God had already prepared and had some lines already up and had the network already up and already going 2 or 3 years even before this time come up so that we all can come together, amen, as one. And this is a good time, I say, we come together as one. And we're throwing down our sticks and we're putting down our bricks and getting rid of our stones so we can come together and unify in the spirit of God. So I thank God for that nobody's throwing no bricks and we're not throwing no stones at nobody. We're just out here for a common cause, that is to come together in the unity of the spirit. Amen.
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 Did I hear someone else say amen? Who was that? Amen. If no one else, thank God. Pastor Thomas, I want to thank you for coming on the line with us today. I appreciate you. I'll be on the line on the 27th of this month. And so y'all can join in on, but I thank her for coming on the line, and I thank all the rest who came on the line. And I appreciate everybody, I appreciate the support of everyone, and I just want to thank y'all. So we're going to pray out right now, and we'll see y'all Wednesday night, and we'll see you this afternoon at, 5:30? 7:30 hour time, and we all join together and come in and fellowship. You don't have nothing to do. You don't have nowhere to go. Isn't that something, the way God do things? When you do, God is God, we thank you, give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Ask you to bless the people, God. And Lord, as we dismiss from this place, this line, but not from your presence, we get honor, grace, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
See y'all tonight.
Amen.
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 You are the last party in the conference. Call recording is off.
You reign on the throne. For you are God and
the host has ended
alone.
This call. Goodbye.
Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I live.
Oh, again.
Yeah.
Anointed truth.
In the building.
Yeah.
Told me that we winning,
Y'all acting like y'all really get it. You get it? Y'all really need to get pretending. Acting and then I forget to mention. Yeah, what? Alexis told me that we were shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. And they tell me I'm too clever when I twist these words together. These haters digging up dirt, but they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I feed it and make it listen. My lyrics single, you fast. And you don't forget your mention. Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down. These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. But take sense to me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. Take it to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we own a trip. And I ain't trying to fly. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High.
What that,
that come with dribbling. Yeah. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about His grace, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt His love, you gon' be bumping this.
For sure.
Jump fly to this. Rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot, point blank range, and still miss. No, you ain't on my level, but still trying to dip.
For real.
I try to talk and time's come to show you. We in the league, winning like the race. So
I'm gonna
win some, lose some. Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition, lose.
Hey, Google that for me.
All I know is that I'm chilling loose. Alexis told me that we winning.
L-U-S-E?
Yeah. Y'all looking like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to quit pretending. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I forget to mention.
What?
What you forgot? Alexis told me that we
were
going to win some, lose some. No one's just playing with you. Someone got the dictionary. I don't know the definition.
That's what the L, right?
All I know is that I'm feeling loose.
I'm feeling like a bad man.
Alexis told me that we win it. Yeah.
Look at
y'all acting like y'all really get it. But y'all really need to
understand. I don't even understand any words.
Hey, Alexa. And then I forget to mention.
Come on,
Alexis told me that we win. Alexis told me that we win.
I know you
want
to study this stuff.
Alexis told me that we win.
Alexis. I mean,
Alexis told me that we win.
I'm going to say your word, boy. We win.
Alexis told me that we win. I don't know the definition of lose. You know what I'm talking about? We have too much fun on this track.
I'm like the Floyd Mayweather gospel.
What? You get that on the way out.
No, I got it.
And tonight, I just wanted to share with you a few things. This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village, and I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated His victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer, any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen.